This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Here's something I quite honestly thought I'd never say. Michael Jackson is coming out with a new album. It's called Escape. It'll be released on May 13th, and it'll be available to pre-order tomorrow on iTunes. You know, it's not just the album. Basically, anything Michael Jackson is making money these days. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith looks at how the king of pop has remained such a stellar earner.
Our cultural love affair with Michael Jackson is clearly far from over. Jackson has a 10-album deal worth around $250 million, a lucrative ad partnership with Sony, and a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas. The king of pop passed away nearly 5 years ago, but Michael Jackson, Inc. hasn't missed a beat. The year after his death, the Jackson estate reportedly took in $1 billion. Larry Miller is a professor of music business at the NYU Steinhardt School.
He was a once-in-a-generation songwriter and recording artist. And at the moment, he's firing on all cylinders.
Miller says Jackson's estate owns the rights to a lot of Beatles songs and part of Sony's music publishing business. DVD sales from his film This Is It have brought in millions, not to mention Jackson's own catalog, which took in more than $25 million last year. Also, when Michael Jackson died, a lot of expenses disappeared, says Gary Bongiovanni, editor-in-chief of Polestar magazine.
He was living well beyond his means. Even though he was making an enormous amount of money, he spent more than he took in.
And with an iconic artist like Jackson, his work, published and unpublished, has a rare legacy and lasting quality, says entertainment industry analyst Toby Miller.
I think when you're talking about major talents that have global exposure, there's really no limit to the life that goes on after theirs has been taken.
Miller points to artists like Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Holly, and Elvis, all of whom made millions post-mortem. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.